During the information gathering portion first, an agenda is mutually established between the patient and the genetic counseling provider, where the patient's expectations for the genetic counseling session are assessed, as well as their understanding of the reason for referral. There is also a targeted medical and family history intake. The specific information to be gathered varies by clinical scenario. For example, during a prenatal medical history, it will be important to assess factors such as pregnancy history, teratogen exposure, and maternal health, while other factors will be important in a cancer or pediatric medical history. The questions to be asked during the family history also do vary by clinical scenario. However, all pedigrees will involve at least 3 generations following standard pedigree nomenclature and factors such as ancestry and consanguinity. As far as risk assessment, this often happens manually with pedigree intake in an effort to identify inheritance patterns that might be evident from the family history. In some scenarios, particularly in cancer genetics, there may also be computer software that uses statistical models and mathematical approaches to provide personalized risk assessments. Finally, risk assessment may also come from empirical data for conditions without a clear inheritance pattern, such as psychiatric disorders.